All these shootings, all these stories, all these parables bring me back to a very personal story from more than 50 years ago. I was a young man planning going to college, so I was looking for jobs. And I got a job downtown Detroit at Detroit Edison Company. And I was a janitor, big strong kid moving furniture around. And I met another young man, same age as me, named Butch. And we began talking. And as we talked, we became friends. Now, we had elevator operators back in those days, and when they were sick or out, they'd put these young janitors, like me and Butch, on the elevators, riding up and down all day. Now, when you're an elevator operator, you had to have breaks in the morning and the afternoon, because if you don't, your head begins to spin. It was the law. But on my breaks, I would go into his elevator and ride up and down with Butch, and we'd talk. On his breaks, he'd come into mine, we'd ride up and down the floors, and we'd talk. We talked and talked and talked. And the more we talked, the more I realized we were two young men, born and raised in the same city, but we had lived in different countries, white Detroit and black Detroit. One day, Butch invited me home for dinner. I met his mom, his siblings. Butch's mom was just like my mom. She wasn't militant or political. She cared about her kids. But she told me about the experience, the incidents that the men in her family had had with the police in Detroit. Her father, her husband, and now her sons. And then Butch's mom said to me, "So I tell my kids, if you're ever out and lost and can't find your way home, and you see a policeman, duck under a stairwell, hide behind a building, wait till the policeman passes, and then come out and find your way home." When Butch's mom said that to me, my mother's words echoed in my head. My mom would say to her five kids, "If you're ever lost, can't find your way home, look for a policeman. The policeman is your friend. He'll take you by the hand, and he'll bring you home safely." Two different countries. Two young men, born and raised in the same city, but living in two different countries with two very different experiences with the police, with law enforcement in the places where we lived. Something is terribly wrong with that. Now, 50 years later, a half century has passed, and we're still dealing with the same thing. Racism, we have to understand, is America's original sin. There's more than politics here. This is a moral issue. Cuts to the heart of this country's history. And now that sin of racism still lingers in our criminal justice system, in our policing, in the very different experiences of young men and women who are black and who are white. That's why this movement called Black Lives Matter is so important.